Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. And we begin the invitatory with Psalm 24. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he is our God. While dark and gloomy night conceals the colors of all things on earth, we praise and humbly beg you, Lord, who judge with justice every heart. Remove from us our sins and faults, and wash away all filth of mind. Bestow, O Christ, your grace on us, to ward off all reproach and blame. Behold the dull and worldly soul, weighed down in sin and stung by guilt. And yet, Redeemer, she desires to turn from gloom and seek your face. Drive far from us the darkened cloud that grips the innermost heart and mind, that we may find true peace and joy, established in your blessed light. O Christ, to you, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. We begin the psalmody, the part of the office that we call the psalmody, because we pray the psalms with these antiphons. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonored his crown in the dust. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments, so that in your new covenant we may be witnesses and heralds of your faithfulness and love on earth, and sharers of your glory in heaven. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. And then we're going to pray Psalm 90. We had just prayed several segments of Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction in the years when we knew misfortune. For the years when we knew misfortune. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you give us life despite our guilt. You call us to consider the gravity of our times and the gravity of how we use our time. Grant that today may be the beginning of life with you, of appreciation of your blessings. Order our lives by your wisdom so that we, walking always with you, may be able to redeem and sanctify the time until the day when we gaze upon the beauty of your face forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And then we have the verse introducing the lesson for today. In you is the source of life. In your light we see light itself. One of my favorite verses from the Psalms. cursed reading from the first book of Maccabees, chapter 4, verses 36 through 59, the purification and dedication of the temple. So they have skipped a little bit of the story, but we're still going semi-continuously through the story of Maccabees. Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been crushed, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and rededicate it." So the whole army assembled and went up to Mount Zion. They found the sanctuary desolate, the altar desecrated, the gates burned, weeds growing in the courts as in a forest or some mountain, and the priests' chambers demolished. Then they tore their clothes and made great lamentation. They sprinkled their heads with ashes and fell with their faces to the ground. And when the signal was given with trumpets, they cried out to heaven. Judas appointed men to attack those in the citadel, while he purified the sanctuary. He chose blameless priests, devoted to the law. Those purified the sanctuary and carried away the stones of the abomination to an unclean place. They deliberated what ought to be done with the altar of holocausts that had been desecrated. A happy thought came to them to tear it down, lest it be a lasting shame to them that the Gentiles had defiled it. So they tore down the altar. They stored the stones in a suitable place on the temple hill until a prophet should come and decide what to do with them. Then they took uncut stones according to the law and built a new altar like the former one. They also repaired the sanctuary and the interior of the temple and purified the courts. They made new sacred vessels and brought the lampstand, the altar of incense, and the table into the temple. Then they burned incense on the altar and lighted the lamps on the lampstand, and these illumined the temple. They also put loaves on the table and hung up curtains. Thus they finished all the work they had undertaken. Early in the morning of the 25th day of the 9th month, that is the month of Chisivil, in the year 148, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the law on the new altar of holocausts that they had made. On the anniversary of the day on which the Gentiles had defiled it, on that very day it was reconsecrated with songs, harps, flutes, and cymbals. All the people prostrated themselves and adored and praised heaven, who had given them success. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar and joyfully offered holocausts and sacrifices of deliverance and praise. They ornamented the facade of the temple with gold crowns and shields. They repaired the gates and the priests' chambers and furnished them with doors. There was great joy among the people now that the disgrace of the Gentiles was removed. Then Judas and his brothers and the entire congregation of Israel decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year for 8 days, from the 25th day of the month of Chisivil. Responsory prayer. They decorated the facade of the temple with golden crowns. They decorated the altar. They dedicated the altar to the Lord, and there was great joy among the people. They blessed the Lord with hymns and thanksgiving, and there was great joy among the people. And our second reading is again from St. Cyril of Jerusalem. So another St. Cyril. From a catechetical instruction by St. Cyril, second reading is usually some type of expansion or reflection on some spiritual or doctrinal aspect of the first reading, but not always. In learning and professing the faith, you must accept and retain only the Church's present tradition, confirmed as it is by the Scriptures. Although not everyone is able to read the Scriptures, some because they have never learned to read, others because their daily activities keep them from such study, still, so that their souls will not be lost through ignorance, we have gathered together the whole of the faith in a few concise articles. Now I order you to retain this creed for your nourishment throughout life and never to accept any alternative, not even if I myself were to change. and say something contrary to what I am now teaching. Not even if some angel of contradiction, changed into an angel of light, tried to lead you astray. For even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which you have now received, let him be accursed in your sight. So for the present, be content to listen to the simple words of the creed and to memorize them. At some suitable time, you can find the proof of each article in the scriptures. This summary of the faith was not composed at man's whim. The most important sections were chosen from the whole scripture to constitute and complete a comprehensive statement of the faith. Just as the mustard seed contains in a small grain many branches, so this brief statement of the faith keeps in its heart, as it were, all the religious truth to be found in the Old and New Testament alike. That is why, my brothers, you must consider and preserve the situation, the traditions you are now receiving. Inscribe them across your heart. Observe them scrupulously so that no enemy may rob you of any in an idle and heedless moment. Let no heretic deprive you of what has been given to you. Faith is rather like depositing in the bank the money entrusted to you, and God will surely demand an account of what you have deposited. In the words of the Apostle, I charge you before the God who gives life to all things, and before Christ who bore witness under Pontius Pilate in a splendid declaration, to keep unblemished this faith you have received until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have now been given life's great treasure. When he comes, the Lord will ask for what he has entrusted to you. At the appointed time, he will reveal himself, for he is the blessed and sole ruler, King of kings, Lord of lords. He alone is immortal, dwelling in unapproachable light. No man has seen or ever can see him. To him be glory, honor, and power forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. The just man will live by faith, but if he draws back, I will take no pleasure in him. We are not people who draw back and are lost. We live by faith that we might be saved. The unbeliever has no integrity. We are not people who draw back and are lost. We live by faith that we might be saved. Final prayer. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. End of the office for today. So here's a good way of looking at the office today. Second reading from the tradition of the church is similar to what we read from St. Cyril yesterday in that it talks about the topic of faith. Here, however, the stress is entirely on opening up the communal and the social aspect of our faith, how we enter into God's kingdom, not simply so that we can live our own lives or live entirely with our Lord on our own, but so that we can share what he has given to us himself in his words of truth with everyone in the community. So this is part of the social aspect of the kingdom of God, as a true kingdom is. It has many people in it who are joined as part of one city of God, to use Augustine's expression. So here we are with this beautiful reading. Talks about rededicating the temple in Jerusalem in beautiful detail. And of course, this is not the end of the struggle for the freedom of the Jewish people that will be told in the Maccabean narratives. But it is the high point where, even though they have just secured the military victory and the city has been surrendered back to them, now they can rededicate the temple. And again, the temple reminds us of the temple that is, again, our social and communal body of Christ, and also ourselves. So I hope you're having a good day. I am certainly in need of rest, so I think after I record this, I will probably try to get a nap or something, and then who knows. But I hope you're having a good day. Dana signing off.